Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey there, I'm Lark.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Hillary. We're the hosts of Hearsay, a new podcast series from the National Women's Law Center.
In each episode, we deep dive into the cultural moments that live rent-free in our heads. From exploring workers' rights through reality TV to walking down memory lane revisiting the many flawed media depictions of abortion.
Because we work at NWLC, we have access to the experts who can help us connect the dots between the issues that we work on and those pop culture moments that you just can't stop thinking about.
Join us each episode as we debrief on the latest happenings in our corners of the internet and explore what they mean for society as a whole.
Subscribe now to Hearsay wherever you get your podcasts, and let's dive deep into the moments that define us.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's STEMinist was a key contributor in the development of the system we use to classify stars, changing the way we see the universe around us. Her catalog included 230,000 stars. Meet Annie Jump Cannon. Annie Jump Cannon was born in 1863. She grew up in Dover, Delaware, where her father was a shipbuilder and a state senator. She had four older step-siblings and two brothers. As a child, Annie's mother had been fascinated with the night sky, and she passed that love of stargazing to Annie. Annie went to school at the Wilmington Conference Academy. She was an excellent student and was particularly adept at math. In 1880, she was sent to one of the top colleges for women at the time, Wellesley College in Massachusetts. She majored in physics. Annie didn't do well in the cold New England climate. She fell ill with repeated infections and came down with scarlet fever, causing her to go almost completely deaf. Still, she graduated in 1884. And then returned home, where life was pretty boring. She found the career options for women at the time uninteresting, and she was older and more educated than most of her unmarried peers. Annie's hearing loss also made it difficult to socialize. So Annie found a hobby, photography. In 1892, she traveled through Europe and took pictures with a Blair Box camera. Upon her return, her photos and writings from Spain were published in a pamphlet by the camera company. The pamphlet, entitled In the Footsteps of Columbus, was distributed at the Chicago World Columbian Exposition in 1893. In 1894, Annie's mother passed away. Annie then wrote to one of her former professors at Wellesley to seek employment. Her professor hired her as an assistant, giving Annie access to graduate classes in physics and astronomy. The professor she was working for also introduced Annie to spectroscopy. Spectroscopy is the study of how matter interacts with electromagnetic radiation and is used in many scientific fields today. It particularly helps astronomers understand what materials cosmic bodies are made of and how a particular body is moving. Annie was hooked on the stars. She enrolled at Radcliffe College, the women's college connected with Harvard, for access to a higher quality telescope. In 1896, Annie was hired as an assistant by the famous director of the Harvard Observatory, Edward C. Pickering. Pickering hired a group of women to map and categorize every star in the sky of a certain photographic magnitude. The people involved in this massive endeavor had different ideas for how to best tackle the sorting of stars, ranging from extremely complicated to quite simplistic. Annie's plan fell somewhere in the middle. She devised a scheme to measure the stars and classify them by temperature. It's difficult to overstate the importance of this classification system, as it was the first attempt at creating any kind of comprehensive catalog of the night sky. It was like the Dewey Decimal System for stars. Despite the fact that Annie and the other women working at the Harvard Observatory were doing groundbreaking work, they were only paid 25 cents an hour. That's less than what the secretaries at the university earned at the time. Nevertheless, Annie continued her scientific work for more than 40 years. She published additional star catalogs and discovered 300 variable stars herself. In 1931, she won the Henry Draper Medal from the National Academy of Sciences, and in 1938, she was named the William C. Bond Astronomer at Harvard. After an illustrious career, Annie Cannon died on April 13, 1941. Tune in tomorrow for the story of another stellar STEMinist. Special thanks to my favorite sister and co-creator, Liz Kaplan. Talk to you tomorrow. This week of Encyclopedia Womanica is sponsored by General Assembly. General Assembly has impacted over 100,000 careers through training in today's most in-demand skills. These days, leveraging technology is vital for any company's success. General Assembly is arming individuals and teams today with the skills they need to be the STEMinists of tomorrow. Check them out at ga.co. Before we go, I want to tell you about another podcast you might like. Are you exhausted from constantly trying to do it all flawlessly? Break away from the cult of perfection with Reshma Sajani by subscribing and listening to the Brave Not Perfect podcast. Reshma is the founder of Girls Who Code and an international best-selling author. Each week, she explores ways we can be a little braver in our everyday lives. Because bravery isn't about slaying dragons, it's a habit you form. She wants to help you build that muscle, so when it really matters, you're ready to take on the challenges life throws at you. To fear less, fail more, and live bolder, listen and subscribe to the Brave Not Perfect podcast wherever you're listening right now.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey there, I'm Lark.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Hillary. We're the hosts of Hearsay, a new podcast series from the National Women's Law Center.
In each episode, we deep dive into the cultural moments that live rent-free in our heads. From exploring workers' rights through reality TV to walking down memory lane revisiting the many flawed media depictions of abortion.
Because we work at NWLC, we have access to the experts who can help us connect the dots between the issues that we work on and those pop culture moments that you just can't stop thinking about.
Join us each episode as we debrief on the latest happenings in our corners of the internet and explore what they mean for society as a whole.
Subscribe now to Hearsay wherever you get your podcasts, and let's dive deep into the moments that define us.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.